Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A holiday art party happens in downtown Monroe and West Monroe on Thursday. The Downtown Arts Alliance hosts its December crawl. The group's communications consultant, Ann Bloxham Smith, joins me for a preview. Ann, good to see you.
Hi, good to see you.
Let's get a preview of what's going to be taking place in West Monroe. 25 artists working together, all forms of media, at the River Gallery. Tell us about their collection coming up Thursday.
That's right. Right there in Antique Alley, the Ouachita River Art Gallery is having great variety. This is going to be terrific. People are going to enjoy seeing all kinds of jewelry, ornaments, note cards, smaller things that you might be able to pick up as gifts.
Some new sites along Trenton Street. Tell us about those locations.
Right. We've got two new galleries along Trenton, and one of them is Hamilton House Gallery, and the other one is called Sacred Expressions. Hamilton House is going to have the guest artist John Adams, and his show is called Control Art Delete, rather than Alt, which is a cool title. Works that are kind of a combination of photography and painting. And then Sacred Expressions, the owner, Lori Brown, is going to have some of her own work on display. She's an art therapist, and she's going to be using art to help folks in her counseling work.
Yeah, speaking of new, I understand new support with the Arts Alliance and the Gallery Crawl.
Oh, this is very cool. We're always depending on Creed and Creed. It'd be great to pull in a lot more sponsors, but we're happy now to have Fiesta Nutrition Center. Angie O'Pry, she's a great supporter of KEDM as well as the Arts Alliance. We're glad to welcome her to the sponsors.
Jumping to the Monroe side of things, Mad Gallery, a local legend there. Introduce us to their featured artist.
Yeah, this is very cool. Yeah. I did not realize Doug Duffy, who's known around here for his music. He's in the Louisiana Hall of Fame and the National Blues Hall of Fame. I mean, this is a big name. He is also a visual artist. I didn't know this, but he is a serious multi-genre visual artist doing all kinds of digital collage, digital scans, video, photography, painting, all sorts of things.
Local artists bring gift ideas to Sugar Gallery. What can you find there?
Yeah, Sugar Gallery is going to have its resident artists doing all sorts of things. They have a new artist there, William Holly. He's kind of spiffed up the gallery recently, doing some painting and redecorating there. So that's neat. He's also going to have his own ceramic pieces on display. There's also Stacy Medaris, has mixed media. If you don't know Stacy's work, you're going to enjoy this. This is great stuff. Melanie Douthit, Mary Thompson, Leah Smith Reitzel, and Berg Ransom. All of these are resident artists there. And it's a great variety. I mean, from nature photography to painting on aluminum backgrounds, just beautiful watercolor and ceramics, just all kinds of stuff.
The holiday theme continues with the works of Tommy Matthews over at the Palace Gallery. Tell us about Tommy's work.
Yeah, Tommy has amazing watercolors, as we call it, artsy illustrated decorations. So there's going to be work for sale there. Christmas gifts. Ladies at the Peace House have jewelry, bags, accessories, all kinds of things. So there's going to be a variety of items there. You'll notice variety. I keep bringing up that word. But there is a lot of variety in this art crawl this time.
And something for everyone. And now Luna Blue, they welcome special guest and an artist talk coming up Thursday night. Who'll be there?
Yeah, this is interesting. Lacey Mitchum. Some of you know Lacey as a local sculptor. She's going to be joined by Baton Rouge writer Colette Keith in a collaboration this time, where Keith is going to be sort of commenting on the visual arts. And they're looking at feminine roles in today's society, basically. And they're going to give an artist talk at 7 p.m. That's Luna Blue Yoga Studio and Gallery, which is down on Desired Street.
Right. Well, an annual favorite, the original work of Joey Slaughter, is hosted by Arinder Gallery. Tell us about this collection Joey's bringing
up. You know, I absolutely love Joey's work. It is beautiful. It's very colorful sculptures. And as you look at it, you see his themes of communication and choices and using technology in today's world. You'll see that coming out in all of his work. He's had shows all over the United States, and this is an annual. Brad Arinder brings Joey in every December, and this one is called Making/Decisions.
Well, the crawlers can make their way to upstairs in Big Room Galleries. Tell us about some of the feature items there.
Yeah, my goodness. Big Room is going to have a lot. Big Room is on Art Alley. Guest artist this time, Gofran Thiga, who is a student at Louisiana Tech, will be showing her photographs. Sarah Beth Howard is a ULM student who will be showing works on paper. Alyssa Guidry Posey is another ULM student who'll have ceramic sculptures and mixed media block prints. ULM sculpture students Ben Bennett and again Lacey Mitchum, who's everywhere. They'll also be exhibiting again at the Big Room. They're both sculpture students at ULM. And then the resident artists John Aiken, Kristen Parker, Ricky Sykes, and Victoria Smith will have all sorts of watercolor and acrylic paintings and so on.
And, of course, a downstairs gallery as well with featured works as
right.
part of the holiday celebration.
And upstairs, don't forget, this is the original artist from upstairs will be there again, together again this December.
Yeah, and the season of giving and gift ideas with a little incentive is the area cited as a cultural district.
It is. Yeah. It's a cultural district, so that means no sales tax.
Looking forward to the art crawl coming up this Thursday from 5 to 9. Ann Bloxham-Smith is communications consultant with the Downtown Arts Alliance. Ann, thanks for joining us and look forward to this Thursday.
Thank you. See you there.
You can hear this and other Landia podcast by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.